I would agree with Alan. From what I've seen to date, I really don't see any difference in the lawyering, you know, for cases that involve competitors versus non-practicing entities. And I'd like, you know, I would also echo what Alan has said, that just across the board, though, the level of lawyering in the patent cases I see is very, very high. The attorneys are very prepared, very articulate. That's tremendously helpful to me, helpful to the court. So I really enjoy working on these cases, not just because of subject matter, but because of the level of the high quality attorney work.
And that's interesting. Just in my experience as a litigator, I always felt that the competitor versus competitor generated a lot more discovery disputes, that the lawyers would sometimes be more aggressive, maybe more of an interest in protecting the IP that each company owns. And so I always felt that there was more of that type of very intense discovery, but interesting to see that hear that that's not the case for you all. Let me ask you, Judge Jordan, about scheduling conferences and patent rules. And the Eastern District of Texas is known for its patent rules. A lot of other courts follow them, modify them in some way. And you use the patent rules, and then you issue an order that governs the proceedings. Are there any changes between the patent rules and what you have in your order, or is your thought that that there may be at some time?
Yeah, at the moment, there are not. I am generally following the guidelines of our patent rules, but I say that with a caveat, which is that I'm very open to adjustments that the parties would like to make. And one of the things I have already noticed in a number of cases is that there will be adjustments to the schedule that are suggested by the parties in almost every case. Sometimes they're substantial, sometimes they're minimal. I'm open to those. We will look at them, and most of the time they make sense and we'll make those adjustments. And to your other question, I think over time that I will be looking at, potentially making some of my own tweaks, so to speak, to what would be what you might call our baseline order. But at the moment, I want to, get more of a body of work on it before I make any calls on that. But we've been very open to adjustments, and it's interesting that in pretty much every case, the parties have some adjustments they want to make.
I know this isn't in your scheduling order, but a couple of folks who have been before you have mentioned that at the scheduling conference, you've actually asked the lawyers to give you a briefing on or a summary of the patents and the technology at issue. Is that something you're continuing to do and something that you have found helpful?
Yeah, it's something that, I hope that for the people who appear before me that I make clear I'm not putting them on the spot other than to let them talk a little bit about what's at stake in the case and have a chance to talk about the issues in the case. I'm not digging too deeply, but it's always interesting to me to hear right at the outset concisely what each side, if you will, thinks the focus of the case is concerned about. So pretty brief, I wouldn't even call them presentations. I would call them brief summaries of sort of a snapshot, if you will, of how that side sees the case. And that's really all I'm looking for. But I'm careful not to put anybody on the spot on that at the conference. And a lot of times that is helpful, just as we may get into talking about scheduling issues. That can be a helpful segue.
Great. Thank you for that. George Marika, you Delaware has kind of a standard order for scheduling that lays out the procedure for infringement contentions and invalidity contentions. And then you look at different judges adopt or modify their own order. Some of them, and Judge Connolly is one, he has very similar to what you see in the Western District of Texas and the Eastern District, where you have infringement contentions followed by invalidity contentions. Your procedure is a little different. Could you explain that to us and just your thoughts on why that's a more effective way to do it?
So I have in my scheduling order Well, I mostly use the standard order that Delaware has for exchange of infringement contentions and validity contentions and core documents and things like that. So I let the parties, if the parties agree to something else, I allow them to agree to something else. If the parties don't agree to something else, we go with the default. I don't do what Judge Connolly does because what I do seems to work okay. And what I already get a lot of discovery disputes, more than I can probably deal with. And I was just afraid if I got that and I say, okay, give me your contentions up front, but you can modify them for good cause. Good cause is kind of this nebulous thing out there. And I don't want to have people coming before me and arguing whether or not, you know, they found this piece of prior art and it was something that they couldn't possibly have known about before, or that's not the standard. So I really just let